When the Oscar nominations come out this morning, 10 movies will be up for Best Picture. That's double the traditional five. Steve Inskeep got the scoop from reporter Kim Masters, who's following all things Oscar from Los Angeles.
Okay, 10 Best Picture nominations?
Yes, 10. And the irony is there could have been maybe two or three. You know, they were trying to expand the Oscars to get the popular movies in. And surprise, surprise, the popular movies would have been in regardless. Now, you are going to see certain movies in the mix, maybe up in the air. I mean, definitely up in the air, mm-hmm. Inglourious Basterds. But there are really two movies, I think, that are in contention here. Steve, can you guess which two are in contention?
No, I have no idea. I have no clue. But one of them might start with an A.
Yes. So one of them does start with an A. That would be Avatar, the biggest picture of all time, likely to pass $2 billion in gross. And that is up against, it seems at this point, a little movie, perhaps the lowest grossing movie ever to be in contention, The Hurt Locker.
Well, let's give a listen to these two movies so we get a sense of the difference between the two of these major contenders.
We have an indigenous population of humanoids called the Na'vi. They're fond of arrows dipped in a neurotoxin that'll stop your heart in 1 minute. They are very hard to kill.
25.
25 meters, roger that.
Butcher shop, 2 o'clock, dude has a phone.
Why is Eldridge running? Come on, guys, talk to me.
Drop the phone!
Hey, Brown!
I can't get a shot!
You go from a fantasy about killing in war to a brutally real depiction of killing in war.
To the real battle at the Academy, the Battle of the Exes, because the two directors of this film, James Cameron for Avatar and Catherine Bigelow for Hurt Locker, used to be married. And so this is the Battle of the Exes. Now, I had a chance to ask Catherine Bigelow about Cameron some years back. She would not talk about him at all. But they've gone to great lengths to make it clear that they are friends, and he's made it clear he is rooting for her. Also, that would be the first time a woman director, should she win Best Director, has won. I can't believe we're saying that in 2010, but that's the way it is.
And I find something striking about a woman director of an acclaimed war film.
Yes, she is unusual for that. Her films are, you know, known to be, to use a probably bad word, masculine, you know, kind of dark, tough, gritty, big action. You know, she's certainly an atypical female director, but she is a female director.
Okay, so 10 films will be nominated for Best Picture Oscar this morning. We've named two that seem likely to be in there. 8 others will be in. What about the Best Actor and Actress categories?
We seem to have a little bit of a race in Best Actress, which would be Sandra Bullock versus Meryl Streep. Sandra Bullock for The Blind Side, Meryl Streep for Julie and Julia. Sandra Bullock won the Golden Globe. Meryl Streep, of course, is Meryl Streep, so we'll see how that turns out. You know, some people thought The Blind Side could have been on Lifetime, but she's quite popular, Sandra Bullock. And Best Actor, you know, there's a kind of a front runner there. I'm going to quiz you again, Steve. Who is it?
I don't know. George Clooney. I don't know.
You don't know. You're so not in L.A.
Well, it's true.
Jeff Bridges seems to have a commanding lead for playing an aging country singer in Crazy Heart. Mm. He is so good in that movie that it seems to be sort of a film draped around a performance. And he is a formidable contender. It's hard to know who could take it from him.
Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Kim Masters hosts The Business on member station KCRW.
And that, of course, Steve Inskeep talking to Kim.